covering 0.123 miles of K-247 from Ellis to I-70.
This is the K-Link Repeater Network.
It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to K-Link South on the KS0LNK Repeater Network.
K0JWH Mobile. Jay, KS1 EMS, K0JWH, are you monitoring, Jay?
Yeah, send it.
What is your location, sir?
I just went by Solomon. Rest area out here.
Okay, were you thinking the same place? Because I think I'm probably heading that direction, too.
Well, I don't know for sure. I think I might head for Russell and then sneak south here and see how it looks. I don't know, but we're going to keep going west for a ways anyways.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad idea. I might jog west on 56 and then kind of up that direction and come into Russell from the south. But I think that sounds good. That's right about where the triple point's supposed to be.
Sounds good. I'll keep motoring here and keep listening. I've got I got apers turned on right now. I'll flip up the spotter network here after a bit.
Oh yeah, I guess I did plug in the GPS and get it going for GR, but I never did activate spotter network yet, so I may do that.
Sounds like a plan. We'll catch you after a while, I bet.
Yep. We'll see ya, K0JWH.
Been so long since I've been out here, kind of scratching my head to remember what all I'm supposed to do while I'm out here. KS1 EMS.
Yeah, I hear ya. I had the same thought yesterday when I started to actually pull up forecast models for one of the first times this year. Man, I'm rusty.
I was trying to think back. How long was it since Chapman got hit? I think that might have been the last good night I was out, and I picked the wrong storm that night. I don't know that I've been out on anything successful or worth a darn since.
Yeah, that wasn't even last year, was it? Was that 2 years ago?
Tyler's gonna be five, and I can't remember if he was one or two. He might have been even before he was born. I'd have to look, but yeah, it's been a long time.
Yep. Well, dadgummit, I completely forgot to send an email out to the net controllers to figure out who's going to be available today. I know Russell's going to be out in western Kansas, so he said he was going to be unavailable until quite a bit later on. But he said Gene was supposed to be near the radio today at some point, so I may have to send out an email just to be 100% sure.
Yeah, my guy that's riding with me today asked me who was going to be taking reports, and I said, I don't know, but I don't think it'll be me.
Suppose push come to shove, I probably could, as long as I had data, but I'm riding by myself today, so I'll be pretty busy.
Yep. It'll be one of those that I'll just have to pull over if I end up having to do it, so. Find a shady spot to park and play. Well, keep motoring. We'll catch up with you.
So the cloud cover down in Wichita is starting to thin out a little bit. You can start to see little hints of blue. The further north I drive, the thicker it's getting, is what it seems anyway. at least it's sitting higher than it was before. It was pretty much right on the deck this morning, but so now that I've thought about it, I'm actually going over to the Allison House play files and loading up the visible satellite. That way I can see where it's poking holes.
Yeah, it's trying to burn through there. Abilene was pretty bright, and you can see a little blue here and there, so I say it's trying to burn through out west there, so we might get lucky. We'll see how things go.
Yeah, down there by Medicine Lodge, it looks like it's starting to poke through down there pretty well, starting to burn off. So I think that's why the triple point's the best play, because it looks the thinnest over in that region. So, and once the southerly winds start kicking in, I think it'll start clearing that up pretty nice.
It's all right. Worst case scenario, I've got the thing that'll make sure we don't see anything today in the back seat. So we'll just have to play her by ear. Looks like the sun's poking through here in Salina in places too.
Yeah, I'm finally getting through this dadgum construction in Park City that's got everything down to 50 miles an hour, surging north.
Yeah, the last time I was through there, it didn't look like they were doing much actual work. They just had all the cones up and the signs out.
I think they're resurfacing, but I, you know, it's been going on so long, and I even just drove through it, and I'm not even sure if that's the case, or if they're resurfacing a bridge, or what's going on, but I don't know. Doesn't look like they're getting much done, to me anyway.
Yeah, only time will tell, I guess.
Well, I'm the worst at looking for stop signs that increase speed. I don't know why. This lady in a minivan was about ready to pass me, and I realized, oh yeah, I guess it is 75 up here, isn't it? I was supposed to be 60.
Well, surely Russ will be around today. He can listen in.
Nope, Russell said he would be unavailable, out of town. He said something about he and some hams are going to Western Kansas for something or other today.
That's right, I saw that. I saw that email. There's a core engineer group or something. They're going out doing a tour.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was, yeah, I didn't know if it was a group of hams or whatever, but I knew that, Stan EUF was going with him.
Well, heck. There was a moment of full-fledged sunshine right there at I-70 and 135 when I went through.
Oh, yeah, it's peaking down here by Newton. It's trying to.
K0JWH, KC0ZMC.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking. Dan texted me this morning and said he is going to be around after all. So, I thought I'd let you know.
Okay. Yeah, I know he usually runs net for McPherson County, and I'm not sure if he does that from the EOC or whatever, but sometimes I know he comes over to K-Link to report it into the weather service.
I heard you guys talking. Dan texted me this morning and said he is going to be around after all. So, I thought I'd let you know.
Okay. Yeah, I know he usually runs net for McPherson County, and I'm not sure if he does that from the EOC or whatever, but sometimes I know he comes over to K-Link to report it into the weather service, so anyway, yeah.
Yeah, he said he'll be around, so we'll see him. Starting to mist over this way here in Lindsberg. I'm not seeing any sun at all yet.
are you on the on our Skywarn Yahoo group down here?
Yep, I am.
Did my follow-up email to Russell, the one that Russell sent yesterday, I replied to it and tried to reply to the group about 11:30 today. Did that one come through?
No, I'm looking. Yep, I got it at 11:55, it says.
Okay, good. Yeah, you know, I really hate Yahoo groups, but there are so many people that are anti-Google that were forced to be handcuffed to it, I guess. But, yeah, I guess whenever I create a new message on the website side, if I actually log into Google Groups or Yahoo Groups and then send out a notification there, it actually emails me a copy. But if I reply to one of those and send a reply to the group, it does not send me an email copy. So sometimes I don't see that. Sometimes I have to log back in anyway to get the confirmation that it actually sent.
Yeah, I wonder if there's any way, if you set up a Google group too, if you couldn't even put that email to go to that Google group into your Yahoo group and just send it all at once and hit everybody if you wanted to do that. But nope, I got it here, and I've always added my personal email or whatnot to that so that I knew that it went through. It'd ping right back to me.
Yeah, I received so many emails between yesterday and today, it buried Russell's email, and since it didn't send me a copy, it didn't put it back up at the top. Because I have two email addresses for Russell, and I can never remember which one I need to send it to. So, one's his work, and the other one's his personal, and I don't want to send it to one and let it be ignored all day. So, anyway, yeah. Well, even if it doesn't do anything today, it was a good excuse to take a Friday off.
Yeah, I've only got 4 or 5 email addresses, so trying to keep them all straight is a great thing. And then when you try crossing them between Twitter and Facebook and everything else, and yeah, anyways. So if nothing else, I need it out of the office, so out of the area for a while. It's nice to do something else and see something different.
Well, looks like they're just about done building a water tower up here at, what the heck is this here? Hessman, I think. And there's a guy up on top of it right now. Should yell up there and see if he's be willing to put up a DB-224 for us.
I think that's North Newton or Zimmerdale, ain't it?
Building that right along the interstate there?
Yep, that's pretty much it. Yeah, I think it's right where the, yeah, just north of the Heston exit. But, yeah, it's completely put together now. They've cemented or whatever they do to mend the sections together. And they've got a little bit of a, I don't know if it's a safety fence or the permanent fence that they put up around the top. It's not painted yet, but yeah, they're definitely working on it.
Sweet. Yeah, I saw that. We were headed down a couple weeks ago or so. 3 weeks ago, I guess. They had the top light or the bottom, like two sections put together. So it's a good thing they're getting that done.
Yeah, Haven put one up on the north side of town there in Haven along the main drag there.
Cool. Go ahead there. We need in. There's an open mic there over the top of you.
I see, looking south here from Glen Elder Lake here, I can see sunshine hitting the hills down south there, so it looks like it's breaking up here.
About time you got up from your nap. KS1 EMS mobile, that's Lincoln County line, I-70.
Have you had lunch yet?
Yeah, we ate with my wife at 11:30.
Alrighty, I'm probably going to hit Pizza Hut in Osborne then and then shoot south.
Sounds like a plan. We're just out here rolling around the countryside.
I wouldn't go too much further west than that if I were you, but whatever.
Yeah, I was going to get off here at the 233 and motor north a little ways and then west a little ways.
Yeah, I'll be headed down to West Fall as soon as I get looped around here. Do you have any sun down there, Jay?
Yep, there's a little bit here and there. It's brighter to the south yet, so it's coming out and peeking in places, so it's burning off.
Guys getting lost down here in western Kansas. A0, A is at A.
Yep, Jay's never been out to God's country before.
Popped out here too.
So far the wheat looks better over here than it does at home.
The rain helped a little bit out here. Inches of hail went with it, though.
Yeah, the in-laws got hail down in McPherson here the other day, and they weren't real happy about that.
And here in St. John, he lost 300 tomato plants last Saturday in that hailstorm. He already had them out and had tomatoes growing on them, so they're nothing but stubs now. They're history.
Well, that's too bad. I'm not a big tomato fan, but that's sad anyways.
Grow stuff and sells it. I think he takes them to Wichita, I think. I'm not sure where he takes them, but yeah, he grows melons and tomatoes and everything. Tell anybody what the wind's doing anymore. It just beat mine all to pieces.
I just got done getting the boxes ready for ours at our place, so they'll get put in here probably. I think we're going to wait till next week.
Monitoring A0, A's at A.
Sounds good. We get turned around, we'll holler at you. KS1 EMS.
For more information about K-Link, visit us on the internet at ks0lnk.net. This is the K-Link Repeater Network.
It's 2 o'clock. You're listening to K-Link South on the KS0LNK Repeater Network.
And VAQ Mobile starting to break up here in Osborne. You got it fixed yet, Jay?
I can't find anything wrong with it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm on my way south here. Got a phone call to make, but I'll catch up with you here in a little bit.
I'll be taking a nap. KS1 EMS.
And VAQ Mobile.
Yeah, did you get notified of that watch?
Not yet, but I haven't. Well, I don't think I got a text message on it, and I haven't looked at GR in a couple of minutes.
Well, Tornado Watch 102 includes Burton and Russell for sure, so we're both kind of sitting here waiting. Sounds like it goes to the west.
Oh, holy smokes. Yeah, there it is.
Topsy, KS1 EMA, Russell.
Hey, Jordan, did you ever get a response from anybody that can net control like John or anybody else?
Stacy replied that he'd be available. He's in Valley Center, so he's got access to Newton, but I'm going to reply and ask him when.
I'll be home in about 20 minutes. I can sign in the weather chat if you guys need somebody. W0KHP.
Thanks, Jason. And also make sure Stacy knows he can get on El Dorado there, too.
Okay, we'll do. Yeah, and thanks, Jason. That'd be greatly appreciated. I know Jeannie Groves is supposed to be monitoring at some point, but I wasn't exactly sure of as to when. So, sounds good. I'll be sitting here, K0JWH.
W0KHP, NV8Q. Go ahead, I'm just trying to get signed in now. I just got home. W0KHP.
Okay, and didn't know if you knew about the tornado warning just went up for Ellis County there. NV8Q.
Okay, yeah, it's pulled up the radar too. I get signed in here. W0KHP.
I'm not used to being able to see so far. Holy cow.
Did it go on? Sir?
KS1 EMS Mobile.
NX0R Hayes.
Have anything to report there?
Those sirens went off. Kind of a wall cloud in the west. Nothing with rotation I can see. Now the sirens are going back off again.
Yeah, I'm far enough away. I gotta try to get a little closer so I can tell just for sure what I'm seeing.
The area of the storm that I can see of is just ragged edges to the bottom of the clouds, so don't think there's much going on there.
K0JWH and V8Q, where you at, Jordan?
Yeah, hopefully you can hear me out this far. I'm just north of Rush Center, coming north.
Yep, got you fine. You can switch to Hayes. It covers down to there, too, if you want.
Okay, yeah, this is Hayes. Just getting ready to come into La Crosse.
Yeah, down there I believe you've got Hayes and Ransom both. It should reach down there, but Hayes is probably better.
Okay, yep, sounds good. K0JWH. So it looks like it's going to be a parking lot up there. Are you out in the middle of this too, or are you still working?
I went home, picked up the fam, and we're headed out. I'm going to take 18 west.
Fantastic. Yeah, it looks like there's some stuff forming down this direction too, but nothing's really staying together, except for the cluster up north, so that's why I'm heading up there. K0JWH.
NX0R again, and the wall cloud seems to be dissipating. Still no rotation that I can see of.
All right, thanks, Jim. Are you going to be staying on that storm, watching it for a while, or?
A little bit anyway here. I'm going to get where I can take a picture with my phone, and I'll put it up on Facebook.
All right, thank you, sir.
This is NX0R here in Hayes, and things are pretty clear here right now. There's a little bit of a wall cloud maybe in the west, but not much rotation.
KS1 EMS and V8Q, where'd you end up, Jay?
I'm watching the backside of that warn storm, tornado warn storm. I'm still a ways out, but I'm getting closer.
Sounds good, NV8Q.
Looks like I'm north of, just a little east of Victoria Ways. A real high basis to it, so it's pretty easy to see from a long ways away.
They got to be up there at least 6,000. Looks like I got a couple of cells that are trying to form a line down here, pretty much over and then extending south-southwest of Hayes. So, trying to head north, but if that is what I think it is out ahead of me, I may turn around. It kind of looks like hail. Zero KWH Mobile, leave us all.
The National Weather Service just issued a tornado warning. Radar indicated for Ellis County until 5:15. That severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is located 8 miles north of Imerham, moving northeast at 10 miles an hour. W0KHB, that control.
Jason, if you've got spotter network up, I hope it's still working, or Apers, you'll see where I'm at. I'm on that storm. I'll let you know if I see something. KS1 EMS.
Okay. No, I don't have access to it right now, Jay, so I'll note down where you're at the best I can, but y'all, I'll be listening. W0KHB. Where are you at right now? I'll just make a note of it. KS1 EMS, W0KHB. I'm not sure who was calling. I just got the last into your traffic. Try again. W0KHB.
Yeah, guys, there's 2 seconds of delay between Hayes and Alma out there, so he did say go ahead, Jason. I think you were just wanting to know where he was at.
Yeah, since he was in there close to it, I was just going to get his location in case we lost track of him.
NV8Q, this is K0ENU.
K0ENU, stand by. Jay, do you copy the traffic?
Yep, I copy. I'm just on the inside of that tornado watch box, or just outside of it, or warning box, excuse me. There's some rotation here and some lowering. I don't have anything other than that right now. The contrast is horrible, too.
Okay, just around the Russell Ellis County line.
Yeah, I'm almost straight north of Victoria right now. Straight north of Victoria, Jason, a few miles. I'll get you across the street here in just a second. KS1 EMS.
Go ahead.
I'm at 350th and Imerham Road. 350th and Imerham.
Okay, I'm sure you've got radar pulled up in the car there, but the cells that Jordan was talking about building to the southwest of Hayes, some intensity, and they're tracking the third to the east towards where you're at now. So you're aware, W0KHP, that control.
Sounds good. I'll keep an eye over my shoulder. Jason, we've gone east of 350th. We're on 370th, north of Imerham now. I've got a little better defined wall cloud here. I'm going to get a little closer. There's definitely an updraft in here we're looking at.
Okay, copy. 370th is north of Imerham. That'll be
standby, W0KHB. Set control.
Jason, I've got a funnel on this thing. I don't know that it's on the ground yet, but I've got a funnel.
Okay, I'm going to try to pull you up on the map here and figure out exactly what county you're in. Are you still in Ellis County, Jay?
According to my map, I'm still in Ellis County.
Okay, W0KHB.
Jason, this has definitely got a good strong rotation to it. I'm just about out of road, though.
Okay, yeah, I was kicked out of weather chat, so trying to log back in. You're looking to the north of 370th and Emerus. Is that the area you're looking at?
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm going to get much closer. He can see me on a map, either Apers or what. Right about, well, I can tell you, miles south of Severin and 370th, we're on 370th.
Okay, I just got signed back in. I'll relay it. W0KHB, net control.
Make sure they leave the warning on this for sure, Jason. I'm getting ready to get back out of here with it. It's starting to go rain wrap.
Okay, yeah, they just had a report, brief tornado touchdown on Severin Road west of 370th. On Severin west of 370th. Now they're advising a cone tornado on the ground as of 1704, so just right now they're advising that. W0KHP, Sky 1, net control.
I'd be willing to tell you that I could confirm it if it wasn't all rain wrapped. I got so many people over here, I'm out of here. I'm going to head back south.
I'm stuck in Hayes traffic, just getting ready to pop onto 70. I'm going to go east of 70, get north on Gorham, north to Gorham and up that direction. K0JWH.
You guys are all getting ready to get slammed with a rear flank downdraft, so I'm seeing it coming up. So yeah, I think I got some pictures. Everybody up there on 5-5 now decided it's a smart idea to turn around. I'm only a little bit ahead of them, I guess.
Okay, and Dodge City Weather Service continued the tornado warning until 5:15 p.m.
Yeah, I think I have eyes of that dissipated tornado just northeast of Hayes.
It's going to pass through here in a minute. W0KHP, net control.
Jason, I might have walked on you. I think I had eyes on that funnel or tornado that had just dissipated northeast of Hayes here. I'm just getting on I-70 from Hayes. K0JWH.
Okay, yeah, I just advised that the Dodge City Weather Service continued the tornado warning for Ellis County, and they also issued one a minute ago for Russell County for that far northeastern or northwestern part of Russell County. It's going to pass through. W0KHP.
I'm headed east from Walker Road back on Emerin.
What was your traffic about Walker and Emerin, Jay?
I was just letting you know I'm eastbound on Emerin from Walker still.
Okay, W0KHP.
Okay, we've got another lowering. It looks pretty ragged right now, but it looks like it's trying to take the shape of a noodle. I'm passing, it's not Turon Road, it starts with a T out here. It's like 4 miles east of Hayes. I'm looking to my north-northeast. I'm keeping an eye on it for now. Nothing to report. K0JWH.
Jason, I'm Jordan, you see that low-hanging scud? Looks like they're...
Yeah, it looked a little tighter about 30 seconds ago. And that was the same general area where the that other tornado was that I saw dissipate.
Keep an eye on it, because I'm east of it.
Are there some paved road options up there, Jay, or is it all dirt?
Oh, I'm planning on, it's good gravel. I mean, there's what I've seen so far, but the nice thing is I got a navigator here that's giving me help, too. I'm at Emeron and 175th. We're going to pull up on the hill here and look.
Okay. Contrast isn't the best, but it's not the worst either from my vantage point down here. I may stay on 70 all the way to Russell. That way I've got a good paved highway to get me up north, because looks like northeast of Gorham, there's not very many road options, period, in that area. So just FYI, he's probably looking at the same thing. K0JWH.
Yeah, I'd move north into it again, but I don't have anything going east worth a darn, so we're going to hang out here for a few minutes.
Hey, Jay, what are you driving? K0JWH.
If I was in the truck, I'd feel better, but no, I'm not.
Well, Jason, just to give you an update, I'm not seeing any lowerings below the cloud base that are to speak of, I guess. Still keeping an eye out of it. At the cloud base, it does look pretty tight. I can't stare at it long enough to see if there's rotation or not. But, yeah, there's, it's like I said, it's not looking ragged whatsoever. It's looking pretty tight. So we're just keeping an eye on it for now. K0GWH.
Okay, thanks, Jordan. W0KHP.
I'm still on Emeron, which turned into Land Road, which probably tells me I've crossed back over into Russell County, and I'm still trying to get far enough east that I can get some contrast, but I still got lowering and stuff to the north of me.
Jay, just so you know, that road turns into dirt, so if it's raining, I would get out of there.
I walked on the last station with traffic. Go ahead again with it. W0KHP.
Jason, I was just telling Jay that road turns into dirt, so he might not want to stay up there very long. There's really no way to get back north until you get all the way to Canyon Road. 80-0-EZQ.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. I'm at 177th. It's a paved road here, so I think we'll go back south and catch old 40 and just head over towards Russell and try to maybe catch it again.
I'm here getting fuel and then I'm going to head that way.
My contrast is pretty bad down here. I'm just barely have eyes on the new wall cloud that's back there. Yeah, so I'm not going to have better eyes on it until I get over to Russell and head north. K0JWH.
Sounds fine. We'll get all there to the same place. I got enough traffic up here. I can't go east fast enough on any of these gravel roads. I got too many looky-loos, so we're just going to come on south and head east a ways, and we'll come back in.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to let you know in case you were driving away from it.
I'm southbound away from it, so it's all right.
NV8Q to net. NVAQ, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to check in with you. We're westbound from Sylvan Grove on K-18. Gonna get on the front edge of this thing.
Okay, got you down. W0KHP.
I'm glad to hear you're engaging there, Maverick. KS1 EMF.
NV8Q to net, permission to go direct with the guys.
Yeah, go ahead, W0KHP.
Thank you. Jordan, is this thing pretty much in HP mode, or what do you think of it? I'm looking at the velocity scan in this thing, and there's a huge amount of rotation up around 8 to 10,000 feet. It's kind of embedded back behind it, so I was wondering what I'm going to be driving into here.
CAJ.
I've got a friend of mine kind of in the same area that Jay's at over there. He can probably confirm, but they're just reporting that they just had a brief touchdown. I don't know of a location or time frame, but he mentioned that it was rapid and rain over there, so it's kind of looking that way.
I heard him say it was around Fairmont or Fairlock, like that. W0EAJ ran through it west of just the rain, west of Hayes, and it was a little theatrical a little bit, but didn't see any hail. But that apparently has changed. Just thought I'd throw my 2 cents in. W0EAJ.
WQP, that'd be Fairport.
That's the place. It was very close to Fairport. And the touchdown was confirmed. I don't think it hit anything, but it was confirmed.
Is the ruffle working okay from here, KS1 EMS?
Yep, I'm on it with you here, NV8Q.
I'm going to concur that this is an HP setup here. You're going to have to be in nice and tight with it in order to get any real good indications, so.
I think I caught a little glimpse there through the break of the updraft tower, and yeah, it's a mess.
And you are sitting right underneath it.
And for anybody who's keeping track, I'm just going through Lucas, NVAQ.
Jordan from J, I'm just coming in the north side of Russell on old 40.
Roger, it looks like I'm going to go over to Bunker Hill and come north out of there. It looks like it was getting too close to the highway up there north of Russell. I didn't have any, doesn't look like there's any east options out of there, so. K0GWH east on 70.
W0EHA, this is W0UTS.
Now's not the time, guys. Thank you.
W0KHP, Skywarn Deck Control. We're taking only severe criteria weather reporting right now. Any other traffic, we're going to need to stand by. W0KHP.
Roger. W0KHP.
Listening.
W0EZQ, mobile heading north out of Russell.
Okay, I've got you down, 10. W0KHP.
About a mile ahead of you, Tim. I don't think we're going to get too far. Before we want to go east some more, KS1 EMS mobile.
We want to go north to Land Road and then go east, and we'll work our way around to Lucas and Luray.
Okay. We off of Land Road, do we have enough going back south we can get out of its way if we need to?
Yeah, Land Road, the only way you can go east there, we could either go north to Luray or you can go south to Bunker Hill.
Cool, how far north is Land Road? I might have drove by it already.
Where the landfill signs are at.
I'll keep looking. I wanted to north of all the towers up here, I'll be happy.
Hey, if you guys have 147.285, you can put on the other side. We can chit-chat over there and kind of free this one up a little. NVAQ to net control.
Go ahead, W0KHP.
Yeah, I'm turning south from Luray and going to get on what I would call the Bunker Hill Road.
Okay, you're going to start south back towards I-70.
Yes, but I'm not going to make it all the way to I-70. I'm going to try to stay north and east of it here in V8Q.
Okay, W0KHP, net control. And this is W0KHP, we're in sky control mode right now. If anybody has any severe criteria, weather reports, they can call W0KHP. Skywarn net control.
NV8Q to net, just to let you know, we're all of us that are out here chasing on, we're on the local machine and we're all okay so far.
Okay, yeah, I heard you guys switch over earlier. I figured that was it, so I'll be standing by for any reports. W0KHP, net control.
Yeah, and that's why they need to keep a warning on this for quite a while here. It's wrapped up pretty tight, rain wrapped. We don't have very good definition on anything, but we know it's there, that type of a deal.
Okay. W0KHP.
Seems like I can make a very quick call, just quick and dirty.
NVAQ to net control. Headed east on 18 out of Luray now. Trying to get out ahead of this again.
Gentlemen, Dustin, try again. W0KHP.
Yeah, I just letting you know I'm eastbound out of Luray on K18. Going to try to get out of ahead of it again.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you're watching the radar. It looks like it's kind of turning. Instead of northeast, it's kind of tracking more easterly.
Yep, I would agree with that.
All right, W0KHP, net control, standby.
W0KHP, KS1 EMS.
Go ahead, Jim.
Letting you know that Jordan and I are moving on east. Looks like this cell out here east of Bunker Hill and north is ramping back up again.
Okay, hey guys. Yeah, thanks for crossing. Jay, or are you down on the interstate?
Yeah, we're moving east on the interstate and running out of Russell 2 coverage, so we're going to probably be moved over to the system for a little bit.
Okay, sounds good. W0KHP, net control, standing by. This is W0KHP, Skywarn net control, National Weather Service in Wichita has issued a tornado warning for Lincoln until 7:30 p.m., and they're advising the storm is located over Sylvan Grove or 12 miles north of Wilson, moving east at 30 miles an hour. W0KHP, net control, standing by. And that's a radar-indicated tornado warning. W0KHP.
I think you can put Jordan and I looking at that right now.
Okay, Jay, W0KHP. KS1 EMS, W0KHP.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jason.
5 minutes ago from 30th and Iron, they had a law enforcement report of a wall cloud. They said Panyron is just northeast of Wilson Lake there, south of K-18 area, between K-18 and the interstate.
Okay, we've pulled off of the Doran, Texas, and are watching what is lowering on the backside of that second cell. And it's not real well organized right now, but we've got enough of
okay, yeah, you had a little rough noise, but I copied. You guys are at Doran's exit. So, I'll be standing by. W0KHP, net control.
KS1 EMS, mean 0 MXR.
Go ahead.
When you guys want to be careful when you pick up the highway, it's 3 miles east of Lincoln, so don't get trapped back up in there. Because I'm not for sure. You have to look on mapping software or whatever, see what if there's an easier way to get around it. But the detour is down on I-70.
Yep, I remember that. We're not going to get too far off of 70 right now, so we're watching this. It's broad right now, but it's rotating and got some lowering to it.
Okay, well, I'm getting ready to go out here from Minneapolis and probably head east on 18 or thereabouts. So, catch you guys later on, N0MXR.
Chuck, KS1 EMS. NV8Q from KS1 EMS.
Go ahead.
Still doing all right?
Yeah, I'm northbound again, probably 6th stop of Sylvan Grove. Trying to figure out what's what out here.
Okay, I think we're going to move on east to, maybe the Ellsworth turn off and get up on a hill there and start looking, get ahead of this little ways. Now let me know if I start getting noisy. I got to figure out which one I'm going to next.
Well, when you go east from Russell, it's going to be Ellsworth.
Yeah, let me try this one then. Jordan, look straight up here and you get a chance in the, you can start seeing the structure up above. Justin, how's it looking your way? We're down here, just went past the one of the Ellsworth exits, and it just doesn't look real promising for us to see anything, if we even got closer.
Well, I was watching a real nice updraft. It had some rotation, and it went through a couple of evolutions, and looked good for a little bit, but now I'm getting outflow, so I think I'm going to exit to the south here.
Okay, now we just noticed there was another cell popped. I don't know if you were watching or not, to the east and south.
No.
Kind of sneaking in on the back side of that, see if there's anything going on with it, too. Okay, I think I'm just going to keep moving east. I haven't seen anything worth a darn here. Just a mile or so east of the Ellsworth turn, KS1 EMS mobile.
Okay, thanks, Jay. W0KHP, net control, standing by.
And Jason, I'm probably going to, I'll stick around it for a little bit. I'll at least get out ahead of and to the side of it and just kind of monitor it as it comes towards me. I need to find a better spot here, but eastbound on 70, looking for a good spot. K0JWH.
Okay. About a minute ago, Lincoln County Emergency Management had a law enforcement report at Iron and 50th of a wall cloud and rotation with lowering, but no touchdown. That was out of Lincoln County Emergency Management at 7:08 p.m. W0KHP. NV8Q to net. That control, good. I was watching that area too, and that's in an area of outflow. It's just kind of some scary looking stuff on that backside.
I see the radar is still showing a couplet up northeast of Sylvan, but we don't have any good road options to try to parallel that.
Okay, thanks, Justin. W0KHP.
K0JWH NV8Q.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, on your other side, can you bring up Wilson 146.97, cone 118.8?
NV8Q from W0KHP.
Go ahead.
I've got about 10 minutes left, and then I've got to bail out of here. I don't know if KR0L or somebody else is listening in. They want to take over, or if we need to have somebody stay in here and listen for you guys or not.
Okay, thanks for hanging in there with us today. Maybe Jordan can see who else is available.
Okay, sounds good. Like I said, I'll be listening in here for a while, but if somebody else is in there, KR0L or anyone else, can run net control, feel free. W0L, standing by.
KD0MJD, K0JWH.
This is KD0MJD, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure what your radar access is out there, mobile, but looks like you've got a pretty good signature, rotational signature over near Sylvan Grove in Denmark that looks to be heading your general direction of Ottawa County there. Just want to make sure you guys are got your head on a swivel looking west there. K0JWH.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be sitting here. It looks like there's a pretty good hail signature coming my way, along with that good hook right there. If it gets much closer, I'll probably head to 81 and go south to the rest area.
Okay, yeah, good call. I was over on the velocity side and was looking at that. So, yeah, it looks like what the area that I was looking at is kind of shrouded with a wall of precip out ahead of it, so you're right. And it looks pretty thick, the area that you're talking about. So, yeah, sounds like we'll just be driving through the path later on after it passes and see if it did anything. K0JWH.
Yeah, the hail core I'm talking about is just over by Beverly. And then there's that real nice hook. It looks like it's right over Lincoln Center. Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, QSL. The new scan just came in, the one that ran a couple minutes ago, 19 after. And it looks a little less impressive now than it did before. But, yeah, it's about, 6 miles west of Lincoln Center.
Yep, that's just about where I'm looking.
Okay, Jay and I are still eastbound on 70, passing, what is this, Rossville, approaching Salina. So, lack of northern road options to get up there, but it doesn't really look like we want to get out in the middle of that anyway.
Yeah, I just found you on Spotter Network there. The only bet that I have is going to the county line on 81 at the rest area, and if it keeps going that direction, I might be going south too. So I'll keep in touch with everybody. KD0MJD.
That's very good. Yeah, we're just kind of taking a casual stroll. It just doesn't look like any kind of mess we want to get into. K0JWH, eastbound on 70.
Hey, Jordan, where are you guys at on 70?
About 4 miles west of 13581.
All right, we were thinking of heading Chili's there in Salina or something. we decided we're done with this storm.
Okay, Jay's got a pretty good idea.
We changed our mind. I think we're going to swing into IHOP.
Well, see you later then.
That's what I figured, so. That's all right. The girls are getting a little antsy, so we're going to grab a bite and roll on back east.
Sounds good. Justin, I'll meet you guys wherever.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for coming out, Jay.
I'm really excited to get home, download some stuff.
And, Josh and Chuck, if you guys have anything to report, I do have NWS chat pulled up here in the car with a pretty reliable connection now that we're heading towards Salinas. If you guys have anything, just let me know. K0JWH, Net Control, Skywarn.
So far, I think we've got some good needed rain, and that's about it. Okay, yeah, if you need anything, I'll let you know. In zero, next one.
K0JWH from KD0MJD.
Yeah, go ahead, K0JWH.
I don't have anything but rain for the time being. I'm going to probably start heading back to 81 to head south here before too long. If I hear anything, I'll keep you up to date.
Okay, yep, sounds good. Looks like the stuff heading towards you is kind of nasty, so I don't blame you. We'll be listening, K0JWH.
Yeah, if you guys didn't catch it, they did put a severe thunderstorm warning out for northwest of Slink County and northern Ellsworth County. Is there a concern?
K0JWH, net control for Central Kansas Skywarn. National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Lincoln County, Northern Ellsworth, and Northwestern Saline County in Central Kansas. This is the earlier warning Chuck was talking about. It's active until 8:15 p.m. At 7:22, a severe thunderstorm located 10 miles southwest of Lincoln, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Also, another severe thunderstorm was located southeast of Lincoln. And the threat here is going to be golf ball-sized hail, 70-mile-per-hour winds. This is radar indicated at this time. Any reports would be greatly appreciated. K0JWH, Skywarn Net Control.
Thank you, Jordan. QSLWXY, everybody.
Is there a UUV mobile inquiry?
Last station, repeat call. Go ahead.
Baker Zero, Uniform Baker Mobile. Getting ready to head west through Salina on through Russell area. How much of this is impacting I-70?
Looks like the current impact on I-70 is going to be roughly the Ellsworth exit and then spanning about 10 or 15 miles west of that. Of course, the storm is moving eastbound at about probably 30, 40 miles an hour.
10-4, it's just wanting you to know. Thank you. WB0, UUV Mobile.
K0JWH, Skywarn Net Control.
K0JWH from KD0MJD.
JWH and JD, go ahead.
Did they not issue another tornado warning for Lincoln County?
Negative, they did not. Looks like they let the tornado warning expire, and the severe thunderstorm warning took its place.
QSL, I'm looking at velocity right now, and there's not a whole lot of rotation, it looks like. Right now, but it looks like there might be something else developing a little bit further to the south along I-70 from what I can tell. I'm going to go ahead and stay put for now until that hail core gets a little closer, then I'm out of here.
QSL, K0JWH, Skyward Net Control.
K0JWH and V8Q.
K0JWH, go ahead.
Yeah, we're just eastbound from the Brookville turnoff here.
Okay, get anything interesting over there?
Not really, just some scary looking stuff on the south side. Stopped and looked at it for a little bit back at the Westfall turnoff and decided that wasn't going to do anything, so we're headed on in. There's four of us, by the way, if you're already there.
No, I couldn't remember off the top of my head which exit it was, so I'm sitting over here at, I think, Crawford exit, maybe sitting at the gas station.
Yeah, you'll want to go down to Magnolia over to 9th and then up back north.
Okay.
K0JWH from KD0MJD.
Go ahead, Josh.
They just placed southwestern Ottawa County under a thunderstorm warning. I don't know if you guys heard that or not. It's through the Topeka NWS. I'm still at that same location. I'm probably going to move pretty soon. It's starting to look a little worse.
Yeah, I just saw that pop up. National Weather Service in Topeka has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Ottawa County in north central Kansas until 8:30 p.m. At 7:37, a severe thunderstorm warning or severe thunderstorm was located near Beverly, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Hazard's going to be 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail. This is radar indicated at this time, so any reports are greatly appreciated. This is K0JWH Skyward Net Control. National Weather Service in Wichita has issued a significant weather advisory for Ellsworth County in central Kansas and also northeastern Barton County until 8:30 p.m. At 7:41, National Weather Service meteorologists were tracking a severe thunderstorm, storm over Holyrood, or 7 miles northeast of Claflin, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Hail up to the size of Nichols and wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour is expected with this storm. K0JWH Skyward Net Control.
K0JWH, this is NQ0S.
Hey Stacy, what's going on?
Oh, just got finished up with stuff I had to do, so I'm available if you need me to take over for a while.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to probably step out and grab something easier. And we still have a couple of spotters that are out up in Ottawa and Saline County area right now. Looks like the southern portion of Ottawa County as the storm moves through. Tornado threats looking less and less, but we still have them out there. I've got their information if you're ready to copy.
QSL, go ahead and give them to me.
We have KD0MJD, Kilo Delta 0 MJD, that's Josh, and also we have N0MXI, November 0 Mike X-Ray India, and that's Chuck.
Good, I got him.
Also, myself, I'm out here at the Crawford exit in Salina, and Justin NV8Q is out there, but he's calling it, and he's heading this direction. So, Chuck and Josh are still out there and looking at this thing out there in Ottawa County. So, I'll leave it to you, K0JWH. Thanks.
Good, Jordan. NQ0S now taking that control for Skywarn WeatherNet. If you have severe weather to report, please give me a call, and I'll pass that on to National Weather Service.
Yeah, Jordan, we're about 4 miles out now.
This is NQ0S taking over for Jordan for a bit. Who is that?
Yeah, it's NV8Q.
Very good, this is NQ0S, Skywarn Net Control. So if you have anything that you want to report to the National Weather Service, please let me know.
BB0UUB Mobile. Just for what it's worth, I encountered relatively significant outflow wind at milepost 244.
Good. So that was about how close are you there to here on 244 on which highway? I forget.
Sorry, I-70.
Good. You got a lot of spotters right in that area, so the map is almost red with dots on spotter network.
Net control from KD0MJD.
JD, go ahead.
Myself and N0MXI are at 106 and K18 in Ottawa County. We're starting to see some very, very wide, weak rotation.
Very good. Thanks for the report. I'll pass that on.
It's probably over the Tescott area. Don't see too much lowering, but there is some very wide and weak rotation.
Thank you, Zero. Zero S, Skywarn Net Control. The National Weather Service in Wichita has extended, continued the thunderstorm, severe thunderstorm warning for Ellsworth and Saline County, Kansas until 9 p.m. Continued threat of wind and hail. If you have any severe weather criteria information report, please let me know and I'll pass that on to National Weather Service. Q0S Skywarn Net Control. The Topeka National Weather Service office has continued the severe thunderstorm warning for Ottawa, Kansas until about 8:30. Continued threat of high winds and hail. If you have anything, let me know. Send Q0S.
Net control from KD0MJD.
Go ahead, MJD.
Okay, again, this is KD0MJD. We still have some wide rotation. It looks like we're getting some lowering right now. As of now, I'm going to go ahead and call it some SLCs, but it is rotating in a wide area at the moment.
All right, you guys are still in there, 106 and K18.
QSL, myself and N0MXI are still at 106 and K18.
Good. If it starts developing anything more than SLCs, let me know and I'll get it over to the Topeka National Weather Service.
This is KD0MJD again. I think we have about a sustained wind of 40 miles an hour. It's not quite severe yet. Just FYI.
Good, Josh. Thanks a lot. NQ0S, standby.
NQ0ZZ for report.
Go ahead, this is NQ0S.
This is KD0ZZ. We got lightning out here by Fallen, Shore Park, and it looks like it's going to come over to Marquette there. And right now, it's lightning out here.
Very good. Thanks for the report. Let me know if you see anything severe that we need to get to the National Weather Service. Thank you, Zero.
KD0ZZ on the side.
NQ0S Net Control, the Topeka National Weather Service has continued the severe thunderstorm warning for Washington, Kansas until about 8:45 p.m. Continued threat of high winds and hail. If you have any reports, please let me know. NQ0S.
BB0UUV Mobile.
UUV, go ahead.
Ran out of the heavy stuff around mile marker 229 on I-70. Passed out, it's still raining, nothing significant, pretty normal here. Made it through the storm, I'm now at, actually about I'm now at the 212, so I've been out of it for a little while. Made it through, no trouble. Underwear still intact. Also driving a medium-weight, high-profile vehicle. So, I didn't have any trouble.
Very good. Yeah, that storm seems to be weakening. They've let the couple of storm warnings expire. The one in Ottawa County now expired as well, I think. Still have a warning there in Saline County, but it does seem to be weakening. So just heavy rain in Q0.
Just had to slow down a little bit because of the rain. That was about it. WB0, UUB Mobile.
Q0S net control for Skywarn. The Topeka National Weather Service has canceled the severe thunderstorm warning for Washington, Kansas, and it looks like Ottawa County also expired, so that area is definitely weakening and mainly rain. If you have anything severe that comes up, do let me know. Still continue to watch Saline County. Thanks, NQ0S. Send Q0S net control for Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Wichita has canceled the severe thunderstorm warnings for Saline County, Kansas. That ends all the current active severe warnings. We will go ahead and stand down the Skywarn net, but keep monitoring in case something does pop back up. Feel free to give a call. It's NQ0S closing out the net. I think the only one I had left out there right now was WB0UUB and KR0L. Let me know if there's anybody else out there who wants to check out.